everyone, and welcome to worship on this Palm or Passion Sunday. I hope you managed to have beside you some wine or juice and a small piece of bread so that we can share a simple act of communion together. I sent out some responses so you can join in with them if you wish. Thanks today to Melanie for her poetry, to Ross for his prayer, to Deirdre and Vanessa for the music, and of course to James and Robert for their technical expertise. There is an opening response. Please respond with the words, "We will rejoice and be glad in it." We will rejoice and be glad in it. So this is the day that the Lord has made. And we respond, "We will rejoice and be glad in it." Our first hymn this morning is number 364. All glory, Lord, and honour to you, Redeemer King, to whom the lips of children made sweet hosannas ring. This hymn is a French hymn from the 9th century, written by St. Theodulph of Orléans. So very ancient and well-known words to many of us. To our prayers, let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are the King of glory, you are the Prince of peace, you are the Lord of heaven and earth, you are the Son of righteousness. Angels bow down before you, worship and adore you, for you have the words of eternal life. You are Jesus Christ, the Lord. Hosanna to the King of David, Hosanna to the King of kings. Glory in the highest heaven, for Jesus the Messiah reigns. And so, Lord, as we come to you to worship and to praise, we remember all those times when we have not always welcomed Jesus into our lives, preferring our own will to that of Christ. For those times, Lord of all, we are sorry. For all those times when we've not wanted to be challenged by the presence of Christ in our community, Lord of all, we are sorry. For all those times when we would rather stand by and watch the show than get involved in working for justice in our world, Lord of all, we are sorry. For the times when we have misunderstood the call of Christ, when we've gone our own way and not listened carefully to what you wanted us to do, Lord of all, we are sorry. For those times when we've hurt others with our words or the things we have done, Lord of all, we are sorry. And so today we ask you to forgive us and to help us to begin again through Jesus Christ, the King who rode on a donkey and who taught us to pray together, saying, in our own words, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever. Amen. Melanie has very kindly written a poem for today, for us and for our young people, and so we're going to hear that now.
A poem for Palm Sunday. Jesus on his journey still, preaching and healing along the way. though he knew the time was coming, for on earth he could not stay. He tried many times to tell his disciples the path he was going to take. They couldn't quite understand him, but afraid to ask for their own sake. Onward he walked towards Jerusalem, stopping at the Mount of Olives. He sent two disciples on ahead to find a colt that a villager would give. The colt, which no one had ridden before, was untied to be brought back. "Why are you untying it?" the owner asked. "The Lord needs it. Simple as that." They put their cloaks upon the colt as Jesus sat on it and ready to ride on, fulfilling what the prophet said, "See, your king comes to you, daughter of Zion, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey, the way it was to be." And so off they set along the road to what is known as the triumphant entry. In Jerusalem, for the feast around this time, many people had come to meet. Hustles and bustles of the city while they prepared in prayer and where to eat. Soon the great crowd heard Jesus was on his way, so to meet him they ran out. They waved palm branches, put their cloaks and palms on the road and shout, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord!" Over and over these words joyfully shouted out to praise God in voices loud. "Blessed is the King of Israel! Hosanna! Peace in heaven and glory in the highest!" Jesus had arrived, but what was going to happen to him was hidden from their eyes.
Our second hymn is number 366, and it's a modern hymn written by Shirley Irina Murray. It's set to an English folk tune called "Seesaw, Sakara Down," and it's called "Come Into the Streets With Me." Come into the streets with me, come to where the crowds will be, see a strange and gentle king on a donkey travelling. Come and follow my leader, come and follow my leader. Jesus Christ is riding by, come and follow my leader. Reading today is from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 21, and beginning at verse 1. The reading comes from the International Children's Bible. I've used this version because I've posted online a wee quiz for the children. I hope you can manage to print it off or just answer the questions on your computer. Don't look at the reading first, but try to answer the questions with your memory of the story we're about to hear, and then you can check up with the reading on your own, so you need to listen very carefully. James will now read for us.
Listen now for God's word. Jesus and his followers were coming closer to Jerusalem, but first they stopped at Bethphage at the hill called the Mount of Olives. From there Jesus sent two of his followers into the town. He said to them, "Go to the town you can see there. When you enter it, you will find a donkey tied there with its colt. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone asks you why you are taking the donkeys, tell him the master needs them. He will send them back soon." This was to make clear the full meaning of what the prophet said. "Tell the people of Jerusalem, your king is coming to you. He is gentle and riding on a donkey. He is on the colt of a donkey." The followers went and did what Jesus told them to do. They brought the donkey and the colt to Jesus. They laid their coats on the donkeys, and Jesus sat on them. Many people spread their coats on the road before Jesus. Others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Some of the people were walking ahead of Jesus. Others were walking behind him. All the people were shouting, "Praise to the Son of David! God bless the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Praise to God in heaven!" Then Jesus went into Jerusalem. The city was filled with excitement. The people asked, "Who is this man?" The crowd answered, "This man is Jesus. He is the prophet from the town of Nazareth in Galilee." Thanks be to God for this reading of his word. Amen.
Our next hymn is number 367, Hosanna, another traditional and well-known hymn written by a woman called Jeanette Threlfall in the 19th century, and it's set to a German melody. Hosanna, loud Hosanna, the little children sang through city, street and temple. Their joyful welcome rang. They shouted out their praises to Christ, the children's friend, who welcomes all with blessing, whose love will never end. How many different types of transport you can all think of. In these difficult days, we are struggling with the whole concept of getting around or not getting around. We're used to trains, buses, planes, cars and taxis. We've become so used to, particularly here in Switzerland, having the ability to go wherever we want to, or need to, or can afford to. Some of us have had to forget about holidays that we've been looking forward to for a long time. Others are just missing the chance for a drive into the country or a trip on the bus or the train to visit a friend. These were things that we all took for granted. Since we came here 10 months ago now, we've been missing having a car, but I found the public transport in Lausanne so good that we've enjoyed finding new ways of getting around, and we're missing that too. In Jesus' day, most people just walked. They didn't just walk, as I've been doing, each day to the shops or around the streets in the vicinity of the church. They walked from town to town, from village to village, and much further afield. They didn't walk for pleasure. They walked because they had to. There was no other way for ordinary people to get about. Those that had the money could afford a carriage or a horse or even a donkey, but most people just walked. As a child, and Melanie, our children's coordinator, will probably remember this, we used to visit a village on the island of Arran called Whiting Bay, and there in the summer they had donkey rides on the beach. These donkeys had saddles on them, but even with the benefit of a saddle, they were incredibly uncomfortable. We all know the story of Jesus' birth and how his mother travelled to Bethlehem while she was heavily pregnant. We always picture her on a donkey being led by Joseph. And here is her son, many years later, fulfilling his destiny and entering Jerusalem on the back of a donkey. Within the reading we've just heard, there are quotes from the 118th Psalm and from the prophets, reminding the readers that these things were foretold many years before, confirming for everyone that Jesus was the one that they had waited for. This Sunday, we remember that event, with palm crosses or branches, with hosannas and with processions. We remember it as a happy time at the end of the Lenten fast, but it marks the beginning of Holy Week, A week in which we follow Jesus from that happy entrance to Jerusalem through every emotion possible. Anger, sadness, fear, pain, suffering, death. And next Sunday, back to joy again, as we celebrate the most amazing thing that ever happened, the most amazing thing that ever happened, the resurrection. Traditionally, in churches across the world, people experience the joy of Palm Sunday and return the following week for the joy of the resurrection. But haven't we all discovered in this time that between the moments of joy in our lives, there are many other moments, moments of sadness, fear, anger, pain, and suffering. This week mirrors our lives, and so let's not stop following Jesus on Palm Sunday. Let's continue to look each day in this holiest of weeks at what happened after that day. Let's travel together this uncomfortable road to freedom. Each day I will send a reading out to those on the email list, and we'll be reading live on Facebook at 12 midday. If you're not able to engage with any of these, you have your Bibles. The story of that week is there for all to read. Amen. Thanks be to God. Is going to lead us in prayer.
After you hear the words, Jesus, Lamb of God, you can reply with, we put our trust in you. Let us pray. Lord God, who helps us, this Holy Week begins in jubilance, yet finds us quickly diverted by earthly distraction, hiding in our sleeping souls and unconscious of our own betrayals of Jesus. Awaken our hope, rekindle our devotion, and move us yet again into new life. And though we are physically apart at this time, bring us together in Christ. Jesus, Lamb of God, we put our trust in you. Lord God, who helps us, turn leaders of communities and nations toward enlightened compassion, humanity, and global cooperation. Jesus, Lamb of God, we put our trust in you. Lord God, who helps us, cradle in your arms all who are chronically ill, desperate or hopeless, and give peace of heart to those who worry. We pray for those in need. Jesus, Lamb of God, we put our trust in you. Lord God, who helps us through this sacred week and beyond, Embrace and enrich those you have called to lead your church. Inspire their words, their prayers, and their souls, that they and we together may draw ever closer to you. Jesus, Lamb of God, we put our trust in you. Lord God, who helps us, we pause in this moment to offer you our other heartfelt prayers, aloud or silently. Jesus, Lamb of God, we put our trust in you. Holy God, Creator of heaven and earth, keep your loving hand upon us to awaken and encourage our willing spirits and strengthen our weakened flesh, that we may seek and serve Christ in ourselves, each other, and all of humankind. All our prayers we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Each week, we continue to have an offering prayer. If you have offerings of money, you can give via digital means, or you can simply save them up until we meet again. However, we have many other things to offer, and so we continue to dedicate ourselves and all that we have to our Lord. Let us pray. Lord, take us. Take what we have. Take what we can give. Of our goods, of our friendship, of our love. And rededicate our lives and our service to you and your kingdom of hope and compassion and justice. In Jesus' name. Amen. We come to our service of communion. If you would have your bread and your wine or juice handy, and the responses that we normally have on a Sunday morning here in the Scotskirk. We have to offer and share these gifts of bread and wine. And we remember together our Lord on the night on which he was betrayed, as he shared bread and wine with his friends. Separated in our homes, but together in our hearts through the Holy Spirit, we share not only with each other, but with all who have gone before and with all who are yet to come. This is the miracle of communion. We are not separated by worldly boundaries, just as we are not separated even by death itself. And so here we take this bread and this wine, and we set it apart for this special use and purpose. And so we ask in prayer that you bless us and these gifts of the field and the vine, wherever we are this morning. Let us pray. Holy God, we remember how you have been with us all throughout the generations, with the people we read of in our Bibles, with our ancestors, our grandparents, and our parents. We know how you sent your Son to show us how to love and to live. And we remember his care for all those he met. We think today of his triumphal entry into Jerusalem, and we praise you for this week to come, a week in which we can follow in his footsteps, steps that led to the cross, but also to the joy of resurrection. And so we praise you together in the angels' hymn. Please join me. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And now, Lord, bless us and the bread and wine that we will share. Send your Holy Spirit that it might become for us the body and blood of your most dear Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. For it is in his name and for his sake that we ask all these our prayers. Amen. And now together we take this bread and we break it for the life of the world. This is the body of Christ broken for you. We take the blood of Christ held together in this wine and given for us. So here is the blood of Christ shed for each one of you. And we say together, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, grant us peace. And so, people of God, take, eat and drink in faith, in love and in hope. Dear friends, the peace of Christ is here among us. Peace be with you. Let us pray. Thank you, loving God, for all your many mercies, for all that we have and are, for all that you have shown us in this time, for this ability to share even as we are distanced, and most of all, for your Son, our Saviour, in whom we have our hope and our freedom. In the name of the resurrected Jesus, we pray. Amen. Our closing hymn today is another traditional Palm Sunday hymn written by Henry Hart Milman in the 19th century. It's set to an even older tune, but it's one that we all know well. Hymn 365. Ride on in majesty, hark all the tribes, Hosanna cry. O Saviour meek, pursue thy road with palms and scattered garments strode. Rise to meet you, the wind be always at your back, the rains fall softly on your fields, and until we all meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand, and the blessing of Almighty God, Creator, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you all this day and evermore. Amen.
Thank you.